There's so much confusion about COVID tests because you might take a rapid test at home or a home test, and then you'll go somewhere else, and the results might not be the same. I've heard that story before, and then you're not sure what to do. I was talking to my sister about it, and she and I sort of concluded that you should err on the side of the test is positive. But at least you'd like to think that who's ever handling these things is doing so carefully and in a timely manner. Now we join Kelly Bauer, breaking news editor at Block Club Chicago, with her latest story on what happens to some of the tests. Hi, Kelly. It's John. You're back on WGN.
Hey, John. Thank you so much for having me.
Interesting story that you posted today. Who tipped you off at first to this company that might not be handling them the way they should be?
You know, a few weeks back, I think on December 23rd, I started hearing from readers that they'd had some experiences that they didn't really like at Center for COVID Control testing sites. So I started to look into it more, and that's when I found out that it wasn't just, you know, one person here or there having a bad experience. It was a lot of people all over the country saying that they'd had issues with the Center for COVID Control and its lab. And in fact, it's being investigated by the state and some federal agencies.
And they're being sued by the Attorney General in the state of Minnesota. So this is a locally based company with outlets throughout Chicagoland and the country, huh?
Yeah, so they're based out of suburban Rolling Meadows, but they had about 300 sites all across the United States. And a lot of them were in Chicago and Illinois, which is why it was pretty huge news last night when Block Club broke that they actually aren't going to reopen their sites in Illinois for the time being.
What's happened? So they say, according to your reporting, that Omicron hit. They got overwhelmed by the need for tests. They aren't doing anything criminal. They've temporarily shut down to better train the staff. And, you know, it was almost like not only are we not doing anything wrong, we're certainly not instructing our staff to do anything wrong. What did your reporting reveal about that?
So I spoke to former employees, to officials. I found an 81-page federal review of their lab, and I even spoke to tons of people from all over the country who have tested there. And all of them have different allegations, but it centers on issues with the Center for COVID Control in its lab. So a lot of people said that they never got test results, or if they did get test results, then they were badly delayed. The former employees who I spoke to said that they were told to lie to customers about their results, to say their results were inconclusive, even if, you know, they just hadn't processed their results yet and didn't know if they were negative or positive, and that they were told to keep untested samples in garbage bags throughout the office, unrefrigerated for days at a time. And then officials, of course, went through and inspected the lab and said that they had seen a host of other issues, and it led to tons of tests being wasted and not being able to be used. The company has denied these allegations. It closed last week amid our reporting, saying that it was going to shut down for a week. That way it could focus on training staff and complying with state and federal regulations. But now the Illinois Attorney General's office is investigating, and they announced last night that its sites in Illinois will not reopen for the time being.
That's news today. How many sites is that? How many places is this?
So we believe that it was more than 140 sites in Illinois alone.
How many people have used this company, have gotten their results or not gotten their results?
So we know that tens of thousands of people have used this company all throughout the country. I've spoken to many, many, many dozens of people. And overall, we know that they've done at least 400,000 tests. But I found a video from one of the company's leaders where he said that they were doing like 90,000 tests per day toward the peak in late December, early January. So not sure how many they've done yet, but it is a lot.
So if I had a COVID test that I got from the Center for COVID Control, right? That's the name of the company, Center for COVID Control?
Yes, that's the company. And then its lab is called Doctors Clinical Lab.
Doctors Clinical Lab. Boy, before Brenda and I traveled, we went to one of these, what sort of felt like a pop-up COVID testing place, because we knew we could get it very quickly. And when you travel, sometimes you have to get the results within 48, you have to be tested within 48 hours, say. So if you're at all worried about how quickly you can get the results, you're inclined to go to these places that say, we'll turn it around real fast, even if you'd never heard of them before. You know, Northwestern swamped, I'll just go to this sort of pop-up testing facility. I can see where they were needed, but I can also see where there might be a problem here. Your reporting shows garbage bags filled with tests piled up on a floor. It reminded me a little bit of the COVID tests that people were sending in to CPS that were piled up at FedEx boxes. It just looks so wrong. Were those actual tests in those bags on the floor that you posted?
Yes, so those photos, I know that they're being used as part of the Minnesota Attorney General's office's investigation into this. They do come from people who formerly worked at the Center for COVID Control. And they said that, yes, this was standard, that at one point it got so bad, there were so many bags and boxes of tests that were being left around the office unrefrigerated that you could hardly walk, as one former employee said. And their concern was that these tests would be left out for days at a time for longer than 72 hours. So they're worried that the specimen in them would have died. So by the time that the lab was actually testing that sample, people might have been getting negatives, even if they weren't actually negative, former employees said.
Were they instructed to give results that they knew weren't correct just to keep the line moving?
Yes. So another thing that we've heard from many folks is that they would not receive their test results for days and days, even though the company had promised it within like 48 hours or 72 hours. So they would call in only to get a voicemail recording that said, you know, there are more than 100 people in line in front of you. So that in itself was a concern for many consumers. But I also spoke to former employees who worked on that call center line, and they said that when people would get a hold of them, they would ask, hey, where's my test result? I've been waiting for days. And the employees said that they were instructed to tell these folks that their test result was inconclusive and they should go test again, even if the reality was their test just hadn't been processed yet. So they just, you know, didn't want people to know that there was this delay in testing. So they were telling them, like, your test result is inconclusive.
Again, they deny that they did that, right?
Yes. So the company has denied these allegations from former employees. And they said that they were taking this week of being closed to focus on training staff and to focus on coming into compliance with federal and state regulations.
Yeah. Michael, you're on WGN Radio. We've got a lot of calls coming in for you, Kelly. That probably doesn't surprise you. Kelly Bauer, breaking news editor at Block Club Chicago. You may recognize that name, Kelly Bauer. You remember the Loretto Hospital story early in the pandemic? She was the author that told us about that, and now it's this. So let's take a couple calls. Michael, you're on WGN Radio. What have you got, Mike?
Yes, John, thank you. I'm a longtime listener, and it's nice to be with you. My daughter and I went to the Center for COVID pop-up that was in West Rogers Park, East Rogers Park on West Rogers Avenue. And we had a fine experience in terms of getting a result, as they said. But I wondered about it and started doing my own research and discovered, you know, that they were being investigated and that people were very upset about things. And my concern after hearing that was, were they taking my information, my driver's license, my health insurance number, birth date, all of that stuff, and using it for identity theft? And I don't know if there's been any revelations about that in your investigation or the state's.
Okay, Michael, thanks for the call. What do you hear about that?
So I've heard that same concern from a lot of different Chicagoans and other people who've gotten tested there. But so far, the complaints that I've found through these inspections mostly focus on the actual testing itself. And the former employees I spoke to said that as far as they knew, there wasn't anything happening with, you know, people's information wasn't being sold or anything like that. Like I said, as far as they knew. But one thing that they did highlight is that customers' information at times when they communicated amongst themselves, the employees, they would use this texting app called WhatsApp, and they would take photos of people's personal information, driver's license names, and they shared it amongst themselves on that app when they were, like, asking about how's this person's test, what's this person's information. And images that were shared through that app were automatically downloaded onto the phones of people who were in those conversations. So they said that they had concerns about that. And yeah. The Federal Review also noted that people who were working at the Center for COVID Control were not properly keeping customers' private information confidential. So there are some concerns with that, but former employees said that, you know, as far as they knew, nothing was being sold or something like that.
Well, at least there's that. Kelly Bauer, breaking news editor, Block Club Chicago. To read more, visit Block Club Chicago. And let's talk again soon. Important reporting, Kelly. I appreciate your thoughts and words on this.
Thank you so much.